Hey, it's Spiegel. Hope you're enjoying the best of JSS from 2022. We're listening back to some of our favorite segments. In this one, I brought in a special Jewish dish called halva. My father loved it. I hate it. It's absolutely disgusting and tastes like chewing sesame sweet flavored sand. Joe Robinson was filling in on this day. He tasted it. Justin tasted it. How did that go? Have a listen.
We would go to my grandmother's house on my mother's side. The insane woman who would talk about our testicles at Thanksgiving dinner.
She would?
Yes, she was insane. She had knee fusion surgery. Are you aware of my grandmother and her leg?
No.
This was prior to modern day cybernetic medical miracles where they can build you back stronger. She jacked her knee up at some point. To this day, I don't know the true story. I'm just going to pretend she was kicked by a donkey. But they fused her leg completely straight.
Oh, she couldn't bend her leg?
Not at all. Hmm. It was like most of Travis Pastrana's limbs.
I assume she's no longer with us.
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
no,
thank you.
She's somewhere.
God.
She is somewhere answering for what she's done. And she would come shambling down the hall like something out of one of those Annabelle movies, like something out of The Conjuring.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go to LiveWire. This is what she would walk like. You would see her walking down the hall towards you going, Justin!
Yeah.
Oh, she had some speed to her?
Oh, she was so quick. I hated how quick she moved with this jacked up leg.
This is your father's mother?
My mother's mother. Who, she was Eastern Europe. Eastern European, like Czechoslovakian, Polish, you know, just the whitest of countries. Couldn't have been ugly. And she made a dish called chalupki.
Oh, God.
Just take anything in your cabinet right now, put it in a stew pot, boil it in tap water for 2 days, and then ladle it onto a plate.
Oh, my God.
It was boiled beef, boiled cabbage, boiled rice, and if she felt charitable, there'd be the thinnest, I mean single ply toilet paper thin spread of tomato sauce on top. And it'd be the only thing it tasted like anything. But you would walk into her house and it smelled like a fart. Just the amount of boiled cabbage in the air.
What was it called again?
Chalupki. H-A-L-U-P-K-I. It's disgusting.
Have you looked it up?
Oh, yeah. It's awful. I'll never eat it again. I'm a grown man. I don't have to eat anything I don't want to anymore. Try it. You'll like it. I am 43. I don't have to eat anything I don't want to. That's what rules about being an adult. And if you hand me chalupki, I'll smack the hand that hands it to me.
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at chalupki, and if she made it like this, you would have enjoyed it.
Where do you taste it? I'm telling you, you could put powdered sugar on a dog turd and have the thing look like a treat. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating it. It's disgusting. Did you have one, Joe, that when you came home and you saw that was sitting on the table, you wept?
I did. As a young child, my mother, God rest her soul, she used to make shrimp Creole.
Sounds amazing.
Of course, right? If you've ever actually had it, as it's supposed to be made. But whatever she did, my six-year-old palate, it just couldn't process the shrimp Creole, which I'm sure had a lot of Chef Boyardee or whatever else, comes from the grocery store at the time, the off brands, whatever she used.
How do you jack up shrimp Creole? I mean, it's spices and tomato sauce and rice and shrimp.
And I was, I came from a time where you had to finish you had to clean your plate.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I wasn't really a kid who was a big eater. And what they used to do is they used to make shrimp Creole. She used to make it once a week. She didn't care.
Oh.
And I would just sit there.
That was her specialty?
Yes.
Okay. I had no idea your mom was Cajun.
Shrimp Creole.
Okay. Old Bayou Robinson. Okay. The Adventures of Bayou Robinson.
And it's where I've had it since, and I really liked it, but I'm so triggered by it, you know, as a youngster, that it's hard for me even to really enjoy it.
You can't even have a good one.
No,
you couldn't go down to Bourbon Street. Your stomach would turn. Josh, you told us the day before yesterday about what Jewish dessert?
Halva.
Halva.
H-A-L-V-A. It is
something my father loved, of course, and it is disgusting, and it's chalky. It kind of feels like it feels like you're dragging your nails down a chalkboard, but you're not. You're actually doing it with your teeth.
Oh. I've heard it described. I looked it up online. I did a little research.
Okay.
I've heard it described as a sweeter kitty litter.
Yeah. That's
like if you put just a drizzle of Hershey's cocoa powder across freshly crapped in kitty litter, I have a full brick of hull right now.
Oh, my God.
Look at this thing, Joe. Ugh. I could beat someone with this thing. It's so heavy.
It's cut long, like straight up and down. How do you serve
it? I think you slice it like loaves, right? Okay. Like a slice of bread.
Yeah, that's a lot of halva. Where'd you get it?
Amazon. You should have seen the size. I thought I accidentally ordered a microwave the size of the box it came in. Yeah, this thing was just sitting at the bottom of my stoop. So
how much did it cost?
$9.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what worth a ripoff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to Josh is that the bummer about this memory of his is that even if your dinner was horrible,
yeah,
at least you could look forward to dessert.
Yeah, you make it through the shrimp creole,
right.
There's a little Smith Island cake waiting for you.
Exactly.
You didn't want dinner to end, so you didn't have to eat your kitty litter brick. Josh, I'm going to read you the ingredients in here.
Yeah.
There's an ingredient I swear to God they made up.
Yeah, okay.
This sounds like something you find in the game Skyrim and use to make a potion that grants you the ability to like levitate for 20 seconds. Sugar, glucose, cocoa, vanilla flavoring, an emulsifier, soap wort juice.
What?
What in the unholy is soap wort juice?
W-O-R-T.
It's spelled like soap and wort.
W-A-R-T.
Soap wort juice.
Do they squeeze a wart?
And then rub it with a bar. So let's, enough talking. Fellas, let's dig in. You've each got yourself a fork. I'm going to crack it open. This looks so bad. I can't tell you how bad this looks. We're about to try. I'm going to smell it first.
Soap wort is a root.
It smells like nothing, really. And actually, Joe, I'm sorry. I squinted my eyes. It is W-O-R-T.
That's okay.
Not A-R-T. So it doesn't smell. It smells almost like a sweetbread. It's not off-putting to the nostrils. Okay. So I'm going to take a... Oh, my God. It's rock hard. All right.
Hey, yeah, but what about the halva?
All right. I'm going to take a little bit of this. I'm going to... Oh, this stuff is sand. You guys ever play with kinetic sand?
Exactly. That's why I'm so averse to it.
Okay.
It's sand.
How long has it been since you've had it?
Years. I avoid it like the plague.
What are the chances that you're gonna enjoy it?
You never know. This is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you too. Before we all. He's eating it.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Give it to Joe. Give it to Joe. I want to try with him too. Oh my God. Here we go. All right, here we go.
It looks horrible.
It sucks. I mean, just the appearance. All right, here I go.
Oh, you could have the whole day.
Okay, here's what's wrong with it.
It tastes like Purina.
What? Okay. I feel like I'm dehydrated right now.
How much of that could you eat?
I ate as much as I could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you couldn't eat like a bowl full.
It's not unpleasant to the palate.
Yeah.
It tastes like...
It's like dried peanut butter, kind of.
It's the driest thing I've ever... It's like licking the side of a house. Yeah. Have you ever accidentally had sand kicked into your mouth?
Yes.
Imagine that sand was sweet. This is awful.
It seems like it would be okay if you like sprinkled it over like ice cream.
Yeah, if this was combined with something sweet... Like something like if you had a real gooey pie, like Josh, are the Jewish people known for their pies? Like, you have any pies?
We have pies from time to time.
Ah, my mouth is so dry.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like I'm eating a ShamWow.
I wonder what would happen if you microwaved it. It would probably be worse.
We'd probably get an email.
It wouldn't change at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would probably be even drier. Yeah, to Joe's point, I can't see how I could stomach anything more than one forkful. It's not disgusting. It tastes like sesame. I could really taste the butt wort or whatever it was called, the soap wort. But it's my mouth is caked right now in it. After I took a swig of water, it's so dry. I mean, your people walked through the desert, man. Why did you want to take the desert with you onto your dining room table?